Well, Steve, disappointing. Out the trophy, 3-0.
Yeah, definitely. You know, in spells, I thought we had a couple of half chances, and when you come to a place like this, you've got to put them away. Unfortunately, we didn't, and then, you know, the game plan was working okay. We were frustrating them a wee bit. They've not really had much of, you know, they've had a bit of possession, but no shots on goal. And then, you know, we're in good position down there, and Curtis unfortunately gives it straight to their player, and from that resulting pass, they go and score the first goal.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you had a tricky start to the game. They had a lot of possession, but then you sort of dug your way into it. You could have taken the lead when Beasley's shot was tipped over. It looked to be pretty even Stevens, and that first goal really was what, you know, what set them on the way to victory.
Exactly, you know, and we talked about it in the week. You know, just our body language sometimes when we concede a goal, and I think it was there to be seen again. We've conceded the first goal, and for a 5-minute spell after that first goal, you know, they took real control of the game towards the end of that first half, and that was another disappointing thing. But you know, I've just said to the players, you know, there's worse things happening in life, and we can rectify ourselves. We can come back Tuesday, Thursday, and you know, try and put it right on Saturday again. You know, mistakes happen in all walks of life, but we've got a chance to put them right again. And you know, you've got to try and get them out of your game, yes, but you know, it's no good going away, killing yourselves, putting yourselves down, because you know, we've got to keep on fighting. We've got another chance to, you know, go again, and we're still here. You know, in life, we're still here, and you know, like I say, we've got a chance to come back and put things right in other aspects of life. You don't get that second chance.
So in the dressing room then, it was all from you, positive, ready for next week's trip in the league to Hensford?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to be positive. You know, me, I'm very, always very positive. And, you know, like I say, I saw some reports this week, and, you know, these players are going through brick walls for Games Trinity Football Club. They're wearing the shirt with pride. You know, and even saw today, even Kieran Toner towards the end, 89th minute, running back. They'll never give up the ghost. And, you know, it hurt me a wee bit when I saw some comments that, you know, four or five of them, you know, are only...
These were comments by fans on the forum?
Yeah, possibly. You know, some of the players do read it and they pick it up, and it does disappoint them. It does hurt them. But, you know, I don't think any of these players are shirking out of everything. You know, they've got to realise what, yes, we had, what we've got now, what we've got to work with now. You know, they're going through brick walls. We have to wrap them up in cotton walls just to get them out, just so I can feel the side on Saturday. That's the way the club is at the moment. We can't do nothing about it. If I can get three players in, so be it. But then three players are only going to come if we play them in the side. You know, I have got a very good 11, 12, 13 players there, but that's the size of my squad, and that's what we've got to work with and got to put up with. So, you know, let's all just stick together, get back on it, and, you know, give the lads your support as much as we can, because, you know, they're going out there and doing everything for the fans and for Games Trinity Football Club.
Yeah, I mean, two seasons ago, you had a run in the trophy that took you to the semi-final. You had a very big squad. So, for instance, if Jamie Yates got injured, you could bring Terry Hawkeridge on. Today, you took your left winger off, but you had to bring a left back on.
Exactly, you know, so that's what we've got to deal with. You know, I've got a centre-half on the bench. I've got an under-19 on the bench. You know, we've got Darren Stamp on the bench. You know, they only interchange. The only changes we get, we've got no really competition for places, and that's what's frustrating as a manager. We've got no competition, so the players do look like they go out there sometimes and think, I'm going to be playing, and they are, because we've got no competition. The only competition we've got is probably Tom Davey and Josh Lacey, and that's a difficult one to play, because Josh Lacey got injured, Tom Davey's come in, done an excellent job, and he's hard to get out the side. And I feel for Josh. Up front, it's a case of just resting them when we can, just to make sure they're all fit, because, you know, we know Darren Stamp can't probably play Saturday, Tuesday, or as much as he has done. And now Bees has got probably an injury. His knock's come back again.
That's why he went off at half-time.
He went off at half-time with that little slight of a groin. Then Danny Forrest has had to come off with feeling his hamstring a bit. So, you know, these things happen, and we've got to get on with it. But like I say, the main aim is we haven't got real competition for the places, and that's probably why sometimes these players, you know, do look dead on the feet it's because they're doing everything they can for Guernsey Trinity Football Club, and they're doing everything they can for me, all I ask for them. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for what they are doing for this, for the club, for the side. But like we said earlier, we haven't got them changes that we can make and rest any of my players.